good.
Do you have another agenda?
So we have a committee sufficient to make some decisions, right?
Nancy needs a raise.
We need to take roles since we can't verbally tell her who everybody is.
Okay. Let's just go around.
Blair Parrish.
Lisa Summer.
Nancy Smith.
Spencer Packer.
Robin Jensen.
Jim Morgan.
Absent are Jana Taylor and Allison Childs.
Okay, let's proceed. So we've done the roll call minutes. Have you reviewed the minutes, and are there any suggestions for changes?
I don't have any.
Then we'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Well, just an update. Lisa Romney attended the meeting last week, a proposal that the Whitaker Museum become also the Centerville City Landmarks Historical Commission. Get rid of landmarks. Anyway, after emailing with Lisa Romney, just an update that it was decided not to contact Mike Egge, that it would be presented to the City Council, and that time will be decided later.
What's the inclination of that merger? Do you think that's going to go through, or what's your feeling about it?
Highly likely, I'm guessing. Robin Meekum was positive on that. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It will.
Robin probably didn't get the notice about the meeting here. I'll text her, but I don't know that it's important. But just so she doesn't feel bad, because it didn't come through. I didn't get the
minutes either.
The notice, so I'm wondering if Robin Meekum even got it.
Okay.
Okay.
I know she's always here.
Yeah.
So I guess the next thing on the agenda, did we approve the minutes?
We didn't.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes. This is Robin. Do we say that every time?
Mm-hmm.
I forget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll second the motion. This is Blair.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Okay. That will pass.
Oh, the only thing you said is last week. It was last month's meeting.
Correction. Last month's meeting.
Sorry.
Minutes for, well, you've already voted on it, May 26th.
Okay, we'll turn the time over to you to get the director report.
Okay, I have a little activity. We're going to go in a little bit different order. We're going to go number two first, report. So do not open your bag until I say go. We're going to have contests. Okay. On your mark, you're going to build a cabin. On your mark, get set, go. Don't put things in the right order. You have to start over. There is a base.
Thank you.
brought back some vivid memories. Okay, let's see.
Your animals died?
Yeah.
Are you done?
They're all laying
down. Oh, Robin's done. Okay, do you have a door and two windows? And a barrel? You did it. Good job. This was one of our activities, one of the weeks at the Pee Wee Pioneer Camp. It was held the first Tuesday and Thursday, the first 2 weeks of June. Janet Taylor was Aunt Hannah, and those kids loved her so much by the second week. They ran up to her and would give her a huge hug. She dressed the part and she was amazing. This was one of their favorite activities, was building. 1 week was on homes and how they built their homes and what they did to take care of their homes. And 4 and 5 year olds, they did it.
You said this is good for them. 5 year olds did it.
Give me flowers.
All I need is her brain. The windows and the doors have to go in first before the
house. Well, I think I could.
Well, I'm going to try foul because you always frame the house before you set doors and windows.
Well, yeah. I have shot to Lincoln Log on that one. Anyway. We had 9 to 10 children each week. A few of them came every single time. Some of them just came once or twice. It was a great event we would have. So we either used a little trunk outside, like a travel trunk, or used the trunk inside the museum. And inside of that trunk would be items that they would discuss that day. So we would have items in there that they might not know what they are. And then we would always have a treat. We both had our food handler's permit, so that was covered. And then playtime outside. It was an hour and a half, which is perfect. And the year before kindergarten is perfect age-wise. So I will let Jana talk more about it next time. Anyway, I thought that was fun. Tea party was held on June 6th. It filled up so quickly. Tickets went on sale April 20th. And they were sold out within a week and a half. That's never happened before. To the fact that we had volunteers who had gone on vacation and couldn't sign up until they came back for their families and pay, that we went over. We set it at 120. We had 148 this time. I do not want to do that. I think it's better if we go back to the 120. And I think that those who volunteered and helped agreed. Yeah, Nancy helped, and there are some discussions on how to make it better, and we're working on that right now, and we'll discuss that at another meeting. However, there was an incident, and there was a miracle. It was a blustery day, and 10 minutes before the event was over, 3 tents blew away with people underneath the tents. Nobody was hurt.
Are these those heavy duty tents?
There were no Blair was there helping.
Yeah.
There were no stakes in the tents.
But the problem is, unless you put serious stakes in the ground, the little ones that come with them wouldn't have stopped
That's
the
right.
kind of wind that was blowing that day.
Yeah.
You
know, about the sheep
get some serious.
Did you even hear about it?
I don't think we lose them.
The last 10 minutes before the tea ended, we were right at the end of the presentation, 3 tents picked up and flew off with people still sitting under them. Nobody was hurt.
One lady was hit, but...
Oh, one lady did? I didn't
did
hear
get
that.
Hit in the head.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm.
She never said anything.
Well, it all happened so fast. Was it the leg of the tent or... You know,
I'm surprised that Bryce didn't have her sign a thing.
He knew about it. As we joked about, you know what, one lawsuit would have been cheaper than the cost of a barn.
Would have been more expensive than the cost of a barn. But anyway.
Well, that depends on the lawsuit, I guess.
Yeah.
One of the tents
and the barn.
Was toast.
Three.
Well, I know the one that I helped take down that was totally...
So were they ours? They were rented?
there were the cities. Tents.
Shades.
Michael actually said that they usually save those and use them for parts to repair other tents that have broken. So the one red one that didn't fit in the dumpster, they took it for parts. But the tea itself, your wives went and...
I thought it was a success.
And,
very nice.
Even those that had the tent blow off had to take time.
Yeah. They didn't leave because they kept talking. Anything else we want to talk about with the tea? It was an hour and a half. The time is good. The time of year is good. Other than those changes that we'll talk about later on that will just make it run even more efficiently. We had a family, a Relief Society group come from Wyoming, all the way from Wyoming. They wanted to go on a tour. One of them was a distant relative through Hannah Whitaker. And they had a really good time. They went from the museum up to the DUP cabin and then on up to Taggart's. They had history with Taggart's restaurant up Morgan Canyon, or on the way to Morgan. And
this time to Morgan, I just ate there today.
So. Oh, they had a great time seeing the rattlesnakes? Peacocks?
No.
Oh, no peacocks. The garden looks great. If you drive by and take a look at it, the gardeners are really doing a good job taking care of it. And so is Parks. Bruce Cox has been taking the tractor over, and we have the gardens. We went from the center out so that he can drive the tractor down and clear out the pathways. And that is helping a lot. And so far, the water hasn't been an issue, and the people are being really careful about going and watering just the plants, and they don't leave it running. They stay before they leave. Back to the tea party, the Parks Department, after Memorial Day, they are so good to come and take care of the yard and get the gardens. I just want to make note that Michael and his crew, that is over the museum this year, is run by Micah. They're doing a fabulous job. They really are helpful. And that's where we stand, unless there's any questions about June's events. Am I missing something?
No. The only question I have is, did we ever find out who is changing the air filters and all of that now?
That is supposed to be Cameron Woodbury. It used to be Bruce Cox. And I need to call him. I didn't even know if he was still working for the city because I've never seen him. But his brother said that he is. So I'll make a note.
He got reassigned to water.
Pardon?
Cameron did?
Cameron's over the SWA, the stormwater protection stuff.
Oh, I thought they changed him to buildings.
He's over all of the buildings now.
Oh, so he's...
I don't know what he's going to do with the water, but he's now... over building maintenance. It's not full time, but he's the one that's over all of the buildings and all of the maintenance.
I just know Bruce used to be really good about coming and changing.
He was.
That.
And I had checked with Cameron because he's very good on.
As long as he knows.
As long as he knows, he will make sure it gets done.
I just want to touch bases with him.
Sure
if he doesn't know, he doesn't know.
Right.
I don't know what Bruce told him. And Bruce is still comes and sprays the weeds and all of that. He's over the yard. Thank you for that reminder. Anyone else? Okay, then.
Pardon me.
You want to go on to the next one? July.
Yeah, review of upcoming events and assignments for board members.
Hey, we've been so busy. And here we're still going. July 3rd is the Founders Park event, and that is does not involve the museum, but just making it aware. That's the night of the children's. Help me with this, Robin. It's the children's parade, a concert. It's held at Founders Park.
I think there's a movie after that.
And a movie in the park after that. And some food truck vendors.
Yeah, and some food truck vendors. They think they're rekindling the old 4th of July. Nope, they're not.
I was going to say, why are we doing
the old? We had so many complaints about them taking it away from this park. They're trying to be nice, but it's not the same. It's not property.
Which park will it be?
It'll be over here at Smith Park.
Okay.
And so it will be different. It will be something different, but it's not going to be the same people that attended the.
So the children's parade.
The children's parade is going to be here from the old white church down to the park.
One thing I have noticed between the old Founders Park the night before and now, it's not families at the community park, it's groups of kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it was at the Founders Park. It was
I'm concerned about the fourth night because we're the only people doing fireworks again.
Oh, we're doing it?
Yeah, we're doing the fireworks, but we need to do them on the same night as West Bountiful and Eaglewood, because if we don't, if we're the only ones, we get so many people that we can't handle.
So I'm a little concerned about that, but that's just my own opinion.
Okay.
Well, especially after last year.
Mm-hmm. And that was the problem last year. Mm-hmm.
I was at the pop-up museum, and there were so many kids that were not from Centerville.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, a lot. Okay. So the 4th of July is the parade. Now, everything is on the 4th of July, so I will not be at the museum for the parade, which is not a problem. But what I used to do is I would let people like Bernadette Nelson and those who have always been involved at the city level park in the museum parking lot and push their husbands' wheelchairs right there so they could watch. I won't be there. I will be at Community Park setting up our pop-up tent museum. So I guess they're on their own.
Where would the parade go?
On Main Street, right in front of the museum.
Okay,
I don't remember where. I don't know where it starts now.
It starts over on Pages.
It
starts up north. Sorry
about that. 1700?
Yeah.
So it's longer.
I'm guessing.
It's not any longer. It just starts up north, and then it will come down and end at Pages.
At that stake center on the west side? Is that 1800? Is that your stake center? Is that 1800?
About that, yeah.
And then ends at Pages? Okay. So we'll go on to talk about, there's the run. I don't know if anybody's seen the information. Is a newsletter coming out? Is a flyer going in the mail?
I don't know. I can't tell you that.
Okay.
I should be able to.
I thought there was, but I haven't
seen
it.
I thought there was one that was out before the 4th, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
And okay. I haven't seen it for approval either, so I don't know.
Okay. So there's the Rotary race that always happens, and then the parade, and then everybody will go to the community park, and then we'll have food trucks and concerts or music and the tents and games for the entire day, and then there will be concert and fireworks that night, a formal concert and fireworks that night at all at the community park. So it's all one day rather than two, other than that's not true because now they're doing something on the 3rd. But so we have a pop-up museum again this year, and it is America 250, but we're taking it on a different route, if you guys are okay with that. So last year it was on collecting the Centerville women's histories, which was great. And the way we got them to take some information is we had fans. Everybody wanted a fan. This is small. It's an 8-inch fan. This is my idea for this year's fan. So pass that around. One side it says the America 250. It's the different names of Centerville and the years. And then the other side is our calendar of the rest of the year's event, August through December, how to sign up to be texted when there's an event, and our hours. We would pass these out to people. We have sticks left from last year. Your thoughts on that? It'll be larger. It'll be 8 inches instead of 6. Sound good? Any changes? Anything you'd do different?
Looks good.
Robin, you're thinking, what?
I'm trying to remember when texts go around the circle whether this is right side up.
Oh, you're right. I'm back. It's I did it wrong.
Okay, so
you're right.
I would fix that.
It's upside down. You're absolutely right.
Other than that, this looks great.
Do you like the idea of the different names of Centerville around the edge and the years?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think most people wouldn't recognize that.
Mm-hmm. You don't think they'll even read it or see it?
No, they'd know what it is. Because, you know, it's a dual creek.
So, should I leave it off?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, we haven't seen it. Maybe
what you could do is on the back of it have just in fine print say explain what it is. Say Centerville.
The three names of Centerville.
Has had several names.
I could also make America 250 Utah Centerville smaller and put it on the same side. No?
Either way, whichever
kind of format is better. Yeah. All right.
You could. I'm just trying to think. You could make it narrative more rather than explanatory, like a community with several names, rich history, bright future. I don't know. To kind of allude that that's what you're doing.
Okay. Sounds good. You want to write it, Robin, while you're sitting there? Text it to me.
You could put the dates that it was named what. And then they'd have stepping stones to figuring it out, if you would.
Do what?
The dates, like 1850.
I thought it does.
It does say that.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
But maybe you have a different way. You want it should be. So it says Dual Creek 1847, Cherry Creek 1848. Which is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Then Centerville was RE, and then it was changed for easier spelling. But I don't know what year it was changed to ER.
No, it's either way, I think it's fine. If Cherry Creek was going Central 1850, Cherry Creek. I might put Dual Creek at the top.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then in chronological order, and then Cherry Creek and then Centerville covering the bottom. Centerville 1850 to...
If we wanted like 1847 Dual Creek, so you could see that that was when it was Dual Creek. That's probably finding the ring.
No, this is good. That's good. That's why I brought it.
I like the idea of the band thing,
Just kind of novel.
They use it. Yeah, a lot of people took it, and it brought them over. Okay.
Well, I have to be careful so my wife won't take that to church. She's used to fanning herself.
That's what it's called, a church funeral fan. It has a big wooden stick in it.
I got a battery.
And she can reach over and smack you if you're naughty.
I thought it would be great for church. But he wouldn't
so this will be a little bit larger. The print will be larger when it's an 8-inch. But I think with readers, you could read it. Anyway. All right.
I think that's a good idea.
Well, that's for everybody. So it is 1776, and most of our events, we really have been sticking with the America 250. At our Tea Party, we focused on George Washington's female spies, and that was really fun to read about. We also, our handout was lemon juice with a quill pen and a note card so that they could write an invisible ink message to somebody, and that was a big hit. So another one. We gave away a quilt, Centerville's Quilt Group, thank you to them, which is headed up by Debbie Randall. One of the ways that they passed notes was they'd roll a teeny, 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 tiny piece of paper in a teeny, teeny roll, and they'd stick it in their needlework, like where they would keep their needles and thread, because no one would look. They wouldn't stop them to look. And that's how they would get their messages. They'd take it out and open it up and there would be a message. So that's how we gave the quilts away this year, was everybody got a rolled up piece of paper and one of them said quilt. So for the 4th of July, we're focusing, so we did the spies, the female spies, Now this time, we're looking at 1776, and Centerville had no white people. The first white people to come was in about 1820s, and it was the French trappers. So 4 weeks after the signing of the Declaration of Independence, the Spaniards came through. The Father Escalante.
But they only made it to the mouth of Spanish Fork.
But the Spanish came because there are mines in the hills all the way up to Queso. Spanish mines, and they think that Cherry Hill was a Spanish fort. And so, if you want to research that, you're making the face.
Well, I haven't read up on this for years and years.
Paul Smith has a friend who goes searching in these hills just up here, and he went up Caseville Canyon, and he brought back a silver coin to Paul that he found.
Was it David?
You have to ask Paul. Smith, I can ask him. That is a weird noise.
Yes.
Are we okay? Because I'm advertising that and telling the story because I've seen it in writing.
I'll look it up. I mean.
Okay, because one of my activities is for the kids to dig in dirt, find a Spanish doubloon coin, and they take a nail and punch a hole in it and tie a string, and they get to wear it and keep it for that. Yeah, from North Salt Lake to Caseville. They found the mill that was up, where's the old mill? 200 south, up east? The mill pond?
Which one? Yeah,
Centerville's. They said, there's a story, a journal writing, that the gentleman who owned that mill had been working on building it, went and found a cave. He was just walking around, and inside he found a suit of Spanish armor here in Centerville. So
I'm dubious, but that's okay.
Well, no. So are you okay to do a little searching? Do you have time?
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, it's my job to be dubious.
That's right, and that's why you sit on the board, right? No,
to annoy all of you.
Don't take away the fun stories.
Just don't enjoy your work so much.
Yeah.
The cherry was actually built my grandma's house.
Who? Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fun. All right. So that was one of the activities. The other one was to focus on the Shoshone Nation, because they were here in 1776. And this is all I have, so I started making it. But they could do the bracelet, the chain, the rope bracelet. It's easy, and it's the colors of the Shoshone Nation. So there'd be blue, yellow, green, black, white, red, and on the little paper it would say what each of those colors stood for. And they could take it with them. It's pretty much free, other than the, we'll do yarn because it's easier. All they have to do is measure it to the length of their arm, and it will fit that person's wrist. And that will be their other activity. But we'll have posters up. You've seen our banners like we've done for the farms and the homes. We'll have banners up that talk about the history of this Spanish and the Shoshone and the Constitution. And I don't know what angle to do the Constitution from. If we want to do the women spies, or if we want to do, would you be brave enough to sign the Declaration of Independence and have them sign the Declaration of Independence and tell a little bit of the story. Did you know that there is a female's name on the Declaration of Independence? There's a female signer.
Who is it?
You'll have to research that story. Don't ask me. Sandy Inman from the Bountiful Museum, they have a really nice exhibit. They got the printing press from Carr Printing. Lloyd Carr gave it to them, and they are actually printing. They've got the kids printing with blocks. And she has a story of a woman whose family owned the print shop where that was printed. And she was the one in the print shop, and she put the print shop at the bottom, and her name is the printer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a children's book about that. So, Okay, questions? Does that sound okay?
So you have three activities. Do you have help?
We have two tables and two tents. The other table will be Royce Allen and Lloyd Carr, and they are selling Centerville books, history books for us. And they will be here the entire time. They will not be helping me.
I would that to be on the 4th and 3rd?
It is on the 4th.
On the 4th, okay.
So in the past 2 years, I am there from 8 a.m. setting up, because you can pull your cars in and set up. The 4th of July committee sets up the tents, but we have to bring our own tables and chairs and whatever we're going to display. And then we can pull our cars out. Then we're there until the fireworks, after the fireworks, so 11:30. The tents are busy from 9 a.m. until 2, and then in the heat of the day, everybody disappears, and then they start coming back about 6 o'clock, between 6 and 7. It's kind of hard to leave after that, so we usually stay until after the fireworks and then leave then.
Are the fireworks local, or are
they're
they just...
in the park. They are. They're in the park. So my question... I don't want to take people away from their family on the 4th of July, but I would like a break in the middle of the day, especially when it's slow, from 2 to 5. Do I leave a sign, or do I see if I can find volunteers that will cover an hour in the middle of the day? From 2 to 3, so 3 volunteers cover an hour.
I have had very strong feelings for the last 4 years. I have personally made the request, and probably will remember, that I said, why do we expect our director to be there 14, 15, 16, 17 hours when we cannot even get put in the agenda? The map that they do that shows all of the, you know, we started doing it because they wanted us to advertise. But then the committee has never advertised the museum. So my feeling is, I've always supported it on the condition that we will be in the flyer the next year.
Oh, we're not in the flyer?
No.
I don't know. I don't know where the flyer is.
It's online.
On the
I mean, you know, everything else is advertised. We could have at least had a pop museum, Whitaker Museum pop-up on the map showing where everything is. That was the whole purpose of why we started doing it. And you know, my family likes to get together on the 4th of July. I feel bad that you're there that many hours, and your family loves to get together. So
they're still getting together?
Yeah, without you. So I have no problem if you're there just for a couple of hours. Because, yeah, anyway, those have been my sentiments for the last 4 years.
Well, I definitely don't think you should need to be there all day, and if you can't get somebody to help, I have no problem with you putting a thing out. I try and go back and forth all the time. Of course, I'm dealing with other different people, but I know how much the crowds drop off. I think if we put something out there from 1:30 till 3:30
or 4, yeah,
saying as long as your things are secure so somebody doesn't go in and take them, I don't think there's a problem with you saying the museum will be back at 4 o'clock.
And I don't even know, wouldn't even go bad if you didn't come back at 4. Because that's really just another hour or two. And I mean, it's up to you, but I just think we ask an awful lot, and the city has never advertised.
Well, and you're there. You can see, I mean, if your crowd has dropped off for the... There's hardly anybody. I mean, some years I've gone and there's hardly anybody there in the middle of the day.
Right.
I mean, you're walking around and it's me and 8 other people.
Right. That's usually when I talk to the council members, because there's nobody else for them to talk to.
Right.
They're all gone.
Right. So.
And how big does it build back up? I don't go up there. It's too far.
It does build back up about 6:30.
But do they come around, or they find a place to?
No, they do. They find their fireworks, and then they leave somebody on the blanket, and then the kids come. Last year we did balloons, and we had a huge line for balloons at the end of the evening. We actually had to cut it off when all the teenagers started coming with all their friends. It wasn't family anymore. So I would say that's about 8 o'clock, just before the concert. I think that only the food is busy when the concert starts. None of the displays are.
Right, and I think you can close up at that point in time. You definitely don't understand.
Yeah, I like the idea of if there's some sort of signage or something of like people can engage even though no one's there, that's a possibility. But yeah, I also feel quite strongly that if there's outreach, that's great, but also, yeah, maybe we could rethink next year about advertisement and whatnot, ensure that it actually happens.
I will check with Bryce tomorrow on it. Yeah. I wish she could let me know beforehand. I could have.
Well, you know, it's just like.
Well, I thought it was happening. Yes, yeah. We talked about it last meeting. I haven't seen the newsletter. I don't know.
So it may be advertised.
But if you look online at the information, it's not. It talks about the quilt show. It talks about several things that are going on. But again, nothing about the museum.
I'll talk to Bryce about it, see what he's got going for it.
So the newsletter is great. It has been the last time we had a whole page. Not last year, but the last newsletter for other than. Anyway. Okay. Well, so what are we deciding on? So, if I slow...
I'll stick a stick in the spokes here. What's the benefit of doing this? I mean, you're an employee. We're calling you in on a holiday. Mm-hmm. What would happen? What's the repercussions if we did nothing? If you had the day off?
Well, I do love people coming. I do still have people come and say, oh, there's a museum. Oh, how fun.
But that was why we also requested that it be actually that go out to every home in the city with the itinerary for the events. Because that's what people look at and carry with them.
Yeah.
But you've got people walking around down there too. You're still going to get a lot of people. I think it's very advantageous. I think people love it. And I think they find out about the museum. Yeah. I'm sorry that it puts so much on you.
Well, it
and
wasn't on
I don't
on
know,
the
we could see if any of the youth council would volunteer.
Is it always going to be on the 4th now? Last year was the 5th. Other than if it's on the Sunday.
It'll be on the 5th next year because the 4th Sunday.
And then
I'm just making a
and
guess
then it won't
at
be
that.
A, it won't be a problem. It's not really a problem. It's just during, anyway.
17 hours is a long time.
Right.
Well,
she definitely needs to take a break and just put. There's no reason to sit there when there's. You're going to meet 5 people in 3 hours. That's not worth your time.
100 degrees.
Right.
Yeah.
They do put us at the top under the tree.
It's still all day for Lisa.
Right.
Whether she has a long lunch or short lunch, it's still all day.
Right.
So you have an employee working on holiday.
Well. And so is Haley, and so is Bryce.
And all of our Parks Department, and all of our Police Department.
But do we have a tree board down there? Do we have the Trails Committee down there? Do we have any of the other boards?
Usually the Trails Committee's always been there.
Really?
When I was on the Trails Committee, they always were there and manned it.
All day?
I mean, they took like 4 or 5 hour shifts.
I didn't ever take them because, well, I was not with them.
What do you see as the benefit of being here all day?
It's really fun to see somebody say, I didn't know that, and learning something new. It is fun. I'm great. And in the evening, my family comes. So this year, it's not a problem. My family will come. But if we're going to do this, I really put a lot of work and effort into this. We usually have someone else who, for example, we have a mountain man who brings a TV. And past this year, it doesn't pertain, so we didn't have him this year. We put a lot of work into it, and I think people enjoy what we do. So I would just love to see it advertised if we're going to do it.
So you want to advertise?
Well, if there's a map that shows the little train here.
So there's a map that they're handing out at the park?
I haven't seen that. I just saw it once, but I don't know where it's at.
It's on the Centerville City's page. If you pull it up.
And if the museum pop-up's on there. And people do walk by, so we get people who walk by.
Okay, let me work on that tomorrow.
But it would be okay if we could close it up during. But Royce and Lloyd will be there. They enjoy it. They stay the whole day and they leave at 8.
So as long as there's somebody there kind of watching your booth so that somebody doesn't get in and take your stuff, that would be my only concern. Is we do get some rowdy teenagers through there, but as long as you feel like there's other booth people.
I would recommend that you put everything away when you leave. Because I love Royce and Lloyd both.
Yeah.
They're doing their thing.
Yeah. Yes.
But I really think to leave for 3 hours when it's hot and the crowd is...
So I won't pass this around and say they may have an hour.
I just think you should just close it and take... You need a break.
You need...
And you want to be with your family, and you should. Then
they'll just come and have a picnic with me there that night. But
well, at night is a different thing. Because they want to see the fireworks, and that gives them a great place
just
to
judge,
watch.
Just judge, I would leave once you feel like the crowd is going, and then come back and forth.
Or 5.
Whatever works.
Or 6.
That's what I think.
Yeah. That's my feeling as well.
And thank you for being so willing to do it. And seeing that you're excited about it makes me happy. When they say, well, why? And you're like, I want to do this. This
well,
is happy.
I see.
But yet it is really hard for any of us to think of you down there all of that time.
It would be nice if I could split it with somebody, but I'm not going to ask somebody else to come on the 4th of July. Last year we had an intern and she helped me. It was on the 5th.
Would it help? I don't know if I can make it happen. Would it help if you even had a youth council member, 2 or 3 of them for an hour here and there?
I didn't know if they were volunteering.
I don't know, but that's why I said I'd have to check tomorrow.
I don't know. Depends on who, you know. Are they going to be just playing with their friends, or are they going to be...
I'll check on it tomorrow. They may already be doing something, or they may not be willing, but...
I don't remember seeing youth council. I guess they did come and help empty garbage. They use them in the evening at the end. So, anyway. I see a benefit.
I'll pass my cracked phone around.
What?
And read through the cracks in my phone. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pages of stuff. Starting right there.
But I think that there are other things that are going to benefit as well. So maybe we'll talk about it next year. Maybe it's something you would do on the night before at the community park. I mean, at the Founders instead of at the community park.
See what kind of crowd
we
get over here.
I think that might be more families. Young, I don't know. Okay.
I think that makes a lot more sense because when it's cooler, so we're going to be around, and it isn't quite as long and hot. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's starting really after the parade is when people show up, so it's 10:30, 11 o'clock, and it's in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done it. I think I kind of... Like that idea the night before at Founders Park, if they're going to keep doing that in the future, if they're going to do that, have it an evening event
at
the Founders Park.
Probably you get more local people at Smith Park.
Mm-hmm.
Over there you get a lot of, and it's not bad to get people from Bountiful, Kaysville, wherever they come from, but it would definitely be more local.
I don't think we'll have as many far away people this year as we have other years where we kept doing it on different days because the other places are doing their carnivals on the 4th. They're just doing their we always did the fireworks on the 3rd.
Right.
And so that's North Salt Lakes is on the 3rd, West Bountiful is on the 3rd.
Keeps people. Well, for next year I would like, if they're going to keep doing that Founders thing, I think that maybe I'd like to move it to them. At the Founders Park. Any other thoughts? No? Do you want to just, no comment?
No, I think
as long
that
as it's advertised.
I mean, I look at that and I think that's 17 hours of your 25 hours weekly, which doesn't leave you a whole lot to plan for the other things that are going on. So that's my concern.
Well, that's why I would rather do.
So where? So this is where you want to be, is where they've listed inflatables.
Oh, you found a map? How'd you find a map?
She sent it around. So you've got your mini tree, your inflatables, your
base. Or put the top by the trees.
But even on the
first ones next to the food.
But so it's not listed you here. This is where you'd like to be listed.
That's where we always are.
But he's even on the other itinerary where it lists specifically events going on. And, you know, it's lumped into vendors and I think they give a specific time for the quilt show. I don't know why it can't say Whitaker, you know, Centerville Whitaker Museum pop-up, something, just to get the name out there. That was the whole purpose that we started doing this in the beginning anyway, was
let
for the advertisement.
See what I can do on that tomorrow. I would think we could add it to that because that's just digital. If it's just digital, I don't have a problem.
Right.
I don't know what it's going to be.
You do it, Robin. Thank you.
I'm about ready to be thrown off this week. You might not want me to push too hard. You might be voting for any council. Let me answer it. So. Cause way too many problems.
That's your job, right?
It is. I do a great job.
Any other comments that we...
Just thank you, Lisa, and... Yeah.
Oh, if there's the number three thing, but that doesn't.
Yeah. I would hope that you do cut back a lot on that. It's like after the tea party. You know, when you're there working so hard, you make it through, but then the next day or two, you're just beat.
Well, and then there's lots more work to do, and people are helping me do it. Yeah. So it's been busy. That's why maybe in the future, that evening before might be better. And number three, the counties and Salt Lake Temple open house of 2027. Just a quick discussion on that. And I guess I was given wrong information. I was under the impression through an email, and so were the other museums, that the LDS Church was requesting the counties to reach out to the cities to ask for landmarks or buildings that all of these people coming to Salt Lake for the open house of the Salt Lake Temple may want to come to your town and to see these sites. But then when the church was contacted, they said, well, that's not what we're doing. So I can't report on that accurately today, but I can state that Nancy has been helping me, and we are working on the outline for next year's events, and I think it would be fun to focus around that time period.
Have they set a target date for the opening of that? Are you aware of when that's
Robin
going to occur?
Probably knows better than I do.
It's like many, many months.
April to October.
Yeah.
But it will start fairly early in the spring.
Starts in April. They're probably shooting for April 6th. That's the magic date in church history. And then that goes all the way through most of the year till October. So.
Yeah.
And they're expecting a lot of visitors. They're really
and hoping to get a lot. And that's why I think... What is it called? Davis, Utah?
Discover Davis.
Discover Davis reached out because they want to get some of those people that travel all the way out into the other communities to partake of. And actually, I think Centerville has one of the richest histories that link back to the Salt Lake early
found over 30.
So, so we should get a lot of advertising from them as we come up with an
our outline for 2027, and I think next year is the year we do a brochure of some sort.
So are we looking at 1896 to be, I mean, is that the year you were looking to make
And it took 40 years, so,
right.
Yeah.
It might be interesting to see if there are individuals in Centerville who assisted in building the temple. Surely there's got to be
Charles Duncan,
a bunch,
yeah,
that we could maybe highlight their voices. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I think there are other ways of maybe doing that as well.
Paul Smith mentioned that he would like to do a series of discussions on why it took 40 years to build the temple, another one on the sign symbols, and I don't remember, but he would very much like to do a couple of lecture series like we did, remember, back in 2013 when we had our open house. He did a set, I think, of 7 lectures, and we actually charged for them at that time because we needed money, but I don't know that we would do it now. But anyway, I think Roy Salen would be fun to have come and talk. He loves the trails. He's written a book about it. You know, for those people that come that might be interested in the indigenous people and the mines. And I mean, people are going to come for a variety of reasons outside of the...
Well, and we can even lay claim to Albangan with the Olympics coming up and the ski.
Yeah, that's
true. So.
Lots of possibilities.
Yeah.
There's some good things. Okay.
I think we talked that one through. Any other issues?
Board reports, anybody?
I would probably just mention, Lisa got an email back from Lisa Romney indicating that we shouldn't go to Mike Eggett with the general plan historic preservation chapter, that we should take it directly to the city council as you start talking about it in your sections. So when you know that you're going to be talking about historic preservation, let Lisa know. And she can present it, and maybe we can all show up if we need to for support.
I think that would be a good
idea. It'd be great to have everybody there. The more we get, the better. Come and bring your friends and your family.
And I know that I think you're doing it mostly in work sessions, right?
Yeah.
So we won't really be able to talk. So I don't know, how do we do that?
Well, we'll have to see, maybe. That may be a presentation that can be made at City Council.
Okay.
What's the time frame on that?
We don't know yet. We haven't started. We're not going to start the general plan until the 1st of August, and then they're going to give us chunks to go through, and we don't know how long each chunk is going to take.
Okay.
What does that mean, chunk?
Like chapters, like,
break it up.
It's going to be broken up.
Any other issues that we ought to be addressing?
Not tonight.
Well, I move we adjourn.
Are we going to have
a
meeting
unless anybody
in July?
Has anything else to say?
Pardon? Our next meeting is.
Oh, yes, we need that.
Yeah. I think we can
pass
July.
July.
I meet in August.
So, no meeting in July.
I do want you to look at your calendars for August, September 3rd. That is our Heritage Day. And see, it's a Thursday, and see if that's going to work for all of you. I don't know, Spencer, are you still good with the horses and that?
September what?
Thursday the 3rd.
Likely doesn't work for me.
How about everybody else?
I'm not sure. I mean, it sounds good, but on the other hand.
During the day, or is that later?
At the 6 to dark.
Okay. I should be available.
Bummer, Spencer, you're a big draw. Do we change it to the, how does your 10th look?
My what?
10th of September.
Yeah, 10th's better.
Does the 4th make a difference?
No.
The 10th?
Actually, the whole week before Labor Day, I'm out of town.
And we've never has that ever been a problem with people coming?
I don't think we've held, I think we've always held it the second Thursday.
Yeah.
So it was, the person who wanted it on the 3rd was Earl Tingey because of the Crenshaws being so ripe last year. But they were actually perfect. Did you think? People liked them.
They were a little ripe.
So.
But that just changes every year. You have no control over
it.
No,
you don't.
They're going to be ripe in August.
Yeah, they're probably going to be here this year before. So they'll probably be here and gone by then.
We might have to put them in cold storage.
We're doing it back a week in August. Well, I've already got my, I've got to check with my reenactors too. Okay, I've got to check on that.
I do think people really love Spencer.
They do.
We can get him here.
That's well, no, I want Spencer here, but I also want our reenactors here too. So, more than a Crenshaw, even though, but he's growing them for us, so he planted them just for us, a lot of them.
Hopefully there's still water, but.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sitting here ready for a prayer.
You really are tired.
No, maybe I just need a prayer.
So did we pick a date in August for our next meeting?
I think it should be the 26th. This would be on schedule.
I won't be here that day.
25th. Tuesday?
25th. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Jim, you won't be here?
Yeah, I won't.
You won't.
I'll be out of town then.
You do have a busy summer. Okay. We'll plan on it though.
So the 25th. Okay.
We haven't talked about it for a long time. Is 5 o'clock still the best time for everybody? We did it at 5 at one time specifically for, I don't remember why. We used to have them in the evening, but then in the evening it conflicted with other things going on. But I don't know that we have to do it on the 4th Tuesday. I think if we needed, we could be flexible. Would the 18th of August work better than the 25th? Or are you still out of town?
I'm out of town for pretty much the month of August.
And I have some council on 18th.
Oh, that's true. That would be.
We'd have to move back to the 30th. Oh, wait. I'm not in the right month. That would be the next month. Who's not going to be here? Robin or Blair? On the 25th?
I may be here on the 25th.
Yeah,
Sorry, Jensen?
I'll be here.
And you'll be here. And we'll see if Jan and Allison are here. And you're here, Spencer?
25th, yeah.
Okay. All right. I will make those calls about September 10th. So can you put that tentatively on your calendars, please? Because I do need help from everybody for that event. If possible.
Yeah, don't let me rain on the parade.
But you are part of you're like the Grand Marshal. You have that. Do you enjoy doing it?
Well, he loves loading those horses all the way up there, loading everything
over. Well, his whole cute family comes. Last year they were all here, I think. I think even your family from Hawaii was here.
They will not be here this year.
We don't have to keep going with the meeting, but does anybody have an interesting take for the month of July at the museum on how we should portray 1776 at the museum? Should we be telling the story of the Declaration of Independence, about the spies, about the indigenous people? All the other museums are doing the signing in one way or another.
Signing of the Declaration.
Mm-hmm. So if we're encouraging them to go to all of the museums and get a button, do we want to be a little bit different?
I think it would be fun to ask questions like, of the 56 signers, can you name three? Or who was the first president of the United States? Or I think it would be funny to see how.
So focus on the Declaration of Independence. Keep it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm afraid of having a PJ Leonard.
Okay, sounds good.
Could do any of them.
Okay.
But what did you say, Blair?
I think focusing on the founding fathers and on the founding of our country, I think that's what you should.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's appropriate to celebrate what it is.
Yeah.
And the museum's celebrating with the country, not specifically what the museum, what was here.
Okay.
Yeah. And it would be cool if we could even get a copy of the Declaration, maybe, and have it there.
People sign it.
Well, in the museum, just a copy of the original. And ask the question, how many have ever read it? And at one time, there was some organization that was passing out pamphlets for free that was a 3x6, I think, with the Constitution. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, okay.
But I think I'd go find a, take a picture somewhere of sagebrush and grass and say, this is what Centerville looked like in 1776.
That's right. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Any other issues or comments?
I'll second the adjourned motion that was made a bit ago.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Now that we're over, so when I was eight.